Scarlet Blue and You podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Lauren Yauss, your Scarlet Blue and You host and the HLGU alumni director. I'm coming to you from the beautiful Burt Studio on the HLGU campus, which is kind of unseasonably warm, and I'll take it. Today, I have two very special guests with me to discuss our partner, the More Man Foundation, and an awesome speaker that they're helping us bring to campus and our community in just 2 months. So welcome Emma Anderson, who is an alum, and our graduate assistant with the business department, and Dr. Eric Turner, who is chair of the Division of Christian Studies, associate professor of New Testament and Greek, and director of church and denominational relations. So welcome.
Well, thank you for having us.
I'm so excited. I don't get two people very often, so awesome. This is a treat. All right, so HLGU has had this partnership with the More Man. I'm going to pronounce that very intentional. Foundation since 2019. So, Emma, you're kind of the guru on this. Tell me about our partnership with the foundation.
So, yes, you made the distinction More Man as an M-O-O-R-M-A-N. Not Mormon, but More Man Foundation. Yes. So the grant funding that we receive in partnership with the foundation, it really allows us to do stuff on campus that otherwise I don't think we would have ever been able to touch. We believe that human beings flourish best in societies where they have the most freedom, and that includes things like free speech, free markets, entrepreneurship, those kind of components of a free society, and those really align well with the foundation's commitments as well. So all of our free society events are centered around at least one of three foundations that we have. That's democratic government, free market economic systems, and strong cultural institutions. So like for us as HLG, that'd be like the church. So these are the principles that are at the core of what we do on campus, and the Mormon Foundation, really, all of the grant funding makes those kinds of things very possible. So in our own way, they're just really helping us educate people so they can make decisions that will help them best flourish and prosper.
Awesome. Okay, so what types of programs and events have we had on campus since our partnership began?
The list.
I mean, the one that stands out for me is we showed the movie Poverty Inc. It's been a year and a half ago, I believe. Yeah. And we had the director, Michael Matheson Miller, came on campus, introduced the film, did a Q&A with our students, and it really helped, I think, raise awareness of how do we fix this global poverty issue by not throwing money at it. Mm-hmm. And how do we look at the poverty issue as an issue of not simply supplying food or money, but also how looking at it from the standpoint, like Emma's mentioned, of human flourishing. Mm-hmm. Right. And we're all made in the image of God. Mm-hmm. We all carry.
Imago Dei.
I mean, we all have the creative abilities that God has endowed us with, and so allowing people to use that enables them to rise out of poverty. And so it's events like that that I think matter in the grand scheme of things, that connect us to our world. Mm-hmm. and to our context. Absolutely. As well.
Well, in being in Hannibal, Missouri, sometimes our students don't get the cultural experiences because mm-hmm. we're in the Midwest and surrounded by a lot of like-minded people.
Correct.
So it's been really cool to see the different speakers we've had.
Yes, absolutely.
I would say with our Free Society speaker series, getting that kind of exposure to, like you said, different cultural aspects. I mean, we've had lawyers, we've had politicians, mm-hmm. we've had authors, professors, like everything.
Didn't you have
in
a
between.
Jewish rabbi? Or was that?
I think that was separate.
That was separate. I
think similar.
It was similar, but I mean, that's still a great experience. Yeah. We had David Newkrootman come from, connected with him through Passages.
Okay.
So, but Passages fits. I mean,
it
even
does.
Our Israel trip fits with, helping our students expand their understanding of the world around them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We also have our reading groups. That's probably one of my favorite things that we do. That's more student focused. In the way of, it's not really an open invite for community members like our other events.
Yeah, because all of our speaker series are open to the community.
Absolutely.
Which is really cool, too.
Absolutely. The reading groups really just, you get students from different majors in the same room. They read the same articles, and you just feed them, and they sit there and discuss. And it's really actually kind of cool hearing a nursing student talk to a business major about minimum wage or,
Sure.
Right.
It's very, very interesting to see how the different disciplines interact in that way.
Very cool. I'm going to have to sit in on one of those.
Yeah, come sure. on
one
down.
Of these days.
You're welcome.
All right. So we do have a speaker coming very soon in April. And we are very excited because this is a name that people may recognize.
Very excited about this. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have, I'm going to see if I can pronounce this correctly, on Tuesday, April 25th at 6 p.m. here in the Roland Fine Arts Center on the theater stage, we have North Korean defector, human rights activist, and best-selling author Yeonmi Park. And she's speaking in the Roland Fine Arts Center here on campus. It's free, mm-hmm. open to the mm-hmm. public, and she has an awesome story. I've watched two videos on YouTube, and I'm like, I can't wait.
Yes.
Yeah, so my initial contact with Yeonmi was at the Hillsdale Free Market Forum this past fall. And so one of our former business professor, Mr. Hall, and I, Scott Hall, attended that conference. And we kind of already had in mind, you know, as to using that conference as a sort of a scouting event mm-hmm. a little bit and say, hey, if there's a speaker that just really jumps out at you or really would fit with the principles that Emma's described, maybe we could approach them mm-hmm. at the conference and just, you know, ask. I mean, what's the worst they could say? No. you know, I mean, at least you ask, right? So both of us, when Mr. Hall and I both heard Yeonmi speak at the Hillsdale Conference, both of us looked at each other at that moment and went, we've got to have her come to mm-hmm. campus. I mean, she just embodies the principles that we just described about free society. And her story was just absolutely captivating.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, you could have the whole room was just laser like focused on what
you
she was
saying. Yeah. You hear a pin drop.
Yeah. No one was getting up at that point.
Yeah.
And like,
no
leaving,
restroom breaks.
You know, oh, I need to go get some coffee in the
check
lobby.
Check my phone, play some Candy Crush.
Check email, whatever. No, they were, everybody was just locked in on her. And so I thought, wow, to have a speaker like that in her story, as captivating as it is, especially for our context in Hannibal, Missouri. Like, I don't know. I mean, probably would highly doubt that Hannibal has hosted many North Korean defectors.
Not to my knowledge.
In our time period. So this will be unique, a unique opportunity, not just for our campus, but for our community.
Yeah. So can you give me kind of her a short bio of just what her story is?
Yeah, so her story revolves around her and her mother. She escaped North Korea into China. I believe she was 13 years old.
Yeah, she's young.
When she escaped. And to hear her tell it in her own words, they weren't really, they were seeking freedom, but they didn't even know what the word free meant. Like in North Korea, there's not even a word in their language for free. And so they were hungry.
They were literally starving.
They were looking for food. And so they crossed over into China. And then through a series of events, they end up in South Korea, where they experience some, you know, persecution on from their own, you know, from their own people, from South Koreans against North Koreans. Mm-hmm. So eventually her and her mother make it here to the United States. And then her story is one of discovering mm-hmm. What freedom is really all about. I love what she says, like in her book. I highlighted this in her book, In Order to Live, A North Korean Girl's Journey to Freedom. She said, I'm most grateful for two things, that I was born in North Korea and that I escaped from North Korea.
Oh, gosh.
And so you think about, like, she does still have that pride of her heritage, of who she is, mm-hmm. but also that she was able to escape North Korea as well. And so there's more to her story. I don't want to, you know,
yeah, you don't
want to kind of drop that teaser out there to say there's a lot more there that you will just, you know, just be drawn into. And believe it or not, I think people will resonate with her story. I think they'll find points of contact where they can go, yeah, I can empathize with that or sympathize with that. And I think they'll just love her.
She's kind of a big deal. Like, if you go on YouTube and look up her name, like a lot of videos.
She has
appear.
A very active YouTube channel. She's all over.
She, yeah, she has TED Talks. Yeah. She has. She's been on news outlets, mm-hmm. and she can comment on a lot of things. Like not just her story, but people will ask her about free society. They'll ask her about education, and she just has so many different facets of her story. That you can talk about.
I think that's the key. She's just telling her story. right? I mean, just like you and I would tell the story of our lives, and her story seems to be, you know, is one that's centered on this dramatic escape from a country where free principles, free markets do not exist. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things, again, in her book, she said, as she was writing her book, she came across a famous line by an author that said, "We tell our stories in order to live." Mm. And you think about the narrative of our lives and how that relates to identity. And so how she, when she came to America, she began to read anything that she could get her hands on. Mm. Right. And so because in her country growing up in North Korea, access to things like books is just not there. You know, and so we take those things for granted.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. We can go to Barnes and Noble and buy any book we want to buy. Right. Or we can go down to the free public library.
You can get on YouTube and you have get people on YouTube. Read you can to me.
Download something on your Amazon Kindle, you know, and yeah. You've got a book and you've got access to knowledge and different perspectives, mm-hmm. you know, that maybe you agree or disagree with. Those kind of things don't exist in North Korea. Right. It's very controlled. And so for her, that opened up a whole different world of ideas, and some good and some bad, I think. Hmm. And I think you'll hear that as she relates her story, right? That she came across like some things that she really resonated with in America and some things in America that were broken that maybe we don't see because we're not outsiders looking at it from the outside
in.
Sure.
We're so used to it. Yeah. It's just how it's done.
We take things like we don't, we take things for granted. We like, well, that's just what we do. Mm-hmm. That's who we are. And so people from the outside in will look and say, well, why do you do the things the way you do them?
Because that's the way we've always done them. Isn't that what everyone's favorite line?
Because that's the way it is, right?
That's the way we do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hmm. Well, she's going to be so fun. So she's going to give a keynote. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then is she doing like question and answer?
Yes. Mm-hmm. She'll have like, I think, 30 to 45 minutes of speaking, maybe, and then mm-hmm. she'll open it up for Q&A after that.
Fantastic. Yeah. Yes. So, maybe check her out on YouTube so that you don't come in completely.
Oh, yeah. She has plenty of content.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then maybe have some questions for her and get her book. What's the name of her book again?
The name of her book, her first book, is In Order to Live, A North Korean Girl's Journey. Mm.
And she's beautiful.
To freedom.
She's gorgeous.
She really is.
She's a wonder. I mean, just getting to meet her.
So impressive. Her, like, to learn a new language.
Yeah, just getting to meet her in person was just wonderful. I mean, she just exudes grace and poise and just, you can tell her she's authentic. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's that will resonate with people. Yeah. I'm sure.
People do like other people being genuine with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That goes a long way. Okay, so again, Yeonmi, did I say it right?
Yes. You said it correctly. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So Yeonmi will be here at Hannibal LaGrange University on Tuesday, April 25th at 6 o'clock. And it is completely free and open to anybody who wants to attend.
Come one, come all.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we're hoping to pack the house because this is really exciting.
Fill that theater.
This will be a once-in-a-lifetime of HLGU event, right? And so churches, you know, this will intersect with so many different, not just with community members, but with churches, youth groups. And I think these are issues that genuinely people care about, you know? And so it'd be great to see members from our community, our local churches, you know, who knows, far and wide. I think the local news, like...
I hope they pick it up.
I think they're going to be here.
Good.
I'm pretty sure, and so...
That's a big deal for our area.
It really is. And so I'm just grateful that she said yes.
Which is thankful for the Mormon Foundation for
and
that.
We were able to have the means to bring such a well-known speaker here to campus in mid-Missouri.
Yeah, this is big.
Yeah.
Very big.
Very cool. All right. Well, did we miss anything?
Anything else, Emma?
We gave enough, not too much.
I'll say a little bit of a teaser.
A little bit of a teaser.
Hopefully you're interested by now because you should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You won't be disappointed.
No.
So is she easy to understand?
Yeah. Yeah. You have to listen closely. I mean, but again, like she draws people in.
So you're going to lean into what she's saying anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to be distracted.
Awesome.
You know, it's her story is captivating again.
Perfect. All right. Well, I'm excited. And we are so thankful for our partnership with the Mormon Foundation, who allows us to bring these nationally known speakers like Yomi Park to our campus for free. So that's great for our community and for us. So she'll be on campus Tuesday, April 25th at 6 o'clock. You don't have to make reservations. You just just come
show up,
enjoy.
Show up and show up early to get a good seat.
That's right. Not that there's a bad seat in our theater.
There's not.
Which is a blessing.
There's not.
Yeah. All right, Emma, Dr. Turner, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Lauren.
Appreciate your time. Thanks for listening to the Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast. Remember, keep a song in your heart. Do you guys know what the next part? Preferably the
HLG Alma Mater.
Yes, you do. And Hannibal LaGrange in your minds.